Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The current downturn in the downtown Chicago commercial real estate market is viewed by some observers as the worst they've ever seen. We welcome Albie Galoon, senior reporter at Crain's Chicago Business. Albie, always good to have you on the show. So what are you hearing as you talk to people about the downtown commercial real estate market?
Well, if you look at the entire metro area, and I'll get to downtown in a second, there's a lot of distress in the market right now. It's, the delinquency rate on one kind of mortgage, commercial mortgage, jumped to 14% in June, and that's a record. But it really depends on what kind of property you own. If you own hotels or retail properties, things are really bad. The delinquency rate on hotels is 50%, and there are a lot of hotels in downtown Chicago, obviously. And some of them are, in pretty deep financial trouble, like the Palmer House Hilton, the JW Marriott. They've defaulted on loans. But if you move down the list, industrial properties are doing pretty well. If you own a big warehouse out in the suburbs and you've leased it to a logistics firm or some kind of e-commerce firm, you're doing pretty well.
Does it depend upon the, I'm thinking some of the downtown office space with these big, long leases, 10 years, 15 years or more. Does that at all position those properties better than areas where maybe the leases are shorter?
Yeah, absolutely. That helps. And if you look at something like the office market, a lot of those tenants are locked into 7 or 10 year leases, and, they have to pay those rents until the leases expire. And then, of course, they can move out and then stop paying rent. But one problem that's been really interesting this time around is that, some tenants have just stopped paying rent, especially in the retail market and a little bit in the office market as well. There was a lawsuit that Jenner and Block, the big law firm, their landlord filed against Jenner and Block. Jenner and Block didn't pay rent, and so they're fighting it out in court. And so there are some tenants who are saying, and on the retail front, their retail tenants are saying, well, our stores have been closed for 2 months. We're not making any money, and so we can't pay you rent. And so that's been a source of conflict between retailers and landlords.
And this ends up just sort of being the trickle-down effect, domino effect is maybe a better way of describing it. You have businesses not making money, then they don't pay their rent, then those landlords can't make good on whatever obligations they have, and it just deepens the economic struggle.
Yeah, that's true. And, we're starting to see that now with delinquencies. And so, there's going to be more distress this time around than there was during the Great Recession. So, I think that, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And so, it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
All right. Thank you so much. Albie Galoon, senior reporter at Crain's Chicago Business.